This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What do you suppose happens in the local public school cafeteria when a child forgets his lunch money? Well, it depends on where you live. Some schools will feed that child anyway. In some cities, he'll sit hungry while other kids eat because school lunches are a huge financial issue for some of those districts. Jennifer Strong reports.
Imagine how you'd feel if your six-year-old was denied food at school in front of her friends. That's what happened to Dee Charles's daughter in East Orange, New Jersey.
She had her tray in her hand, and when she got to the lunch counter, the monitor told her that she was not allowed to eat because her account was not up to date.
The first grader went to another room to call her mom. School staff then realized she did have money in her account, and so they fed her. Charles and her husband left work and went to the school anyway. There, they were shocked to find a room of kids who couldn't pay for a reduced-price meal. That lunch costs 40 cents.
The principal then informed us she spoke to the parents on the first day of school and that it was their responsibility to make sure that their kids were fed.
East Orange is a low-income community with a big lunchroom debt. Victor Deming is on the Board of Education.
The deficit actually comes as a result of students not paying for meals, a little over $200,000.
That's $200,000 this school district can't afford. So even in kindergarten, no money can equal no food. There are lots of reasons a child's lunch account may be in the red. Parents are busy people and may simply forget to check the balance. Financial situations change, but some kids don't bring lunch money for a month or even the whole year.
USDA advises schools that they're not obligated to provide meals to children who forget their lunch money.
Diane Pratt-Havner is with the School Nutrition Association. She says there's very little government guidance. In many states, debt collectors go after parents with unpaid bills. Some districts hold report cards or deny access to school activities.
Many schools struggle to come to a consensus on how to respond when unpaid meal charges balloon out of control.
New York City is the most extreme example. Unlike New Jersey, children without lunch money don't go hungry, but that comes at a huge expense. Over the course of 8 years, the price tag for unpaid meals famously topped $42 million. That's according to New York City's education department. Still, if there's anything everyone agreed on, there's also a cost to hungry kids. Victor Deming.
Children who are hungry do not do well in school, and quite frankly, our energy here is to provide instruction to all of our young people.
Schools all over the country are choosing between two bad options, piles of debt or hungry kids. In Washington, I'm Jennifer Strong for Marketplace.